I am going to show you the plagiarism detection test for two paragraphs of the same e-content of this module. And we will also discuss how similarity check is done by few of these softwares. So the very first software that we will see is PrePostCO. PrePostCO, it is available online without any cost, and it gives Google Chrome extension as an additional feature. So if you are using Google Chrome as a web browser, you can add this tool to your extension bar and it will ease your access. It has word limit of 1000 words per search, and we can paste the text in the box, or we can upload the file in text, docs file, or in the form of a PDF file, and it is suitable to understand the process of plagiarism detection, but it is not suitable for thesis, dissertation, articles, or any other type of content. So as you can see in the image, a plagiarism report generated by PrePostCO on the first two paragraphs of the e-content of this module. It's showing the 100% unique content and 0% plagiarism. And why it is showing? Because PrePostCO has got word limit of 1000 words per search. So because it has a limited database coverage, so it's showing the 100% unique content and 0% plagiarism. Next is DupliChecker. It is web-based freemium application for plagiarism detection with 1000 word limit per search, and it is a free version. It's very easy to handle and it is suitable for small write-ups. We can upload doc file, text file in this plagiarism detecting software. So as the report of DupliChecker says that there is 0% plagiarism and 100%, the content is 100% unique. Why it is showing? Because the database coverage is very, very limited, and even it has 1000 words limitation per search. So that's why the plagiarism report is like this. Now let's see one of the very widely, worldwide used plagiarism detection software, Turnitin. Turnitin, it has a very broad coverage of database, and this is the fastest service provided by the software. And along with the plagiarism detection, it also detects the spelling mistakes and suggests you the correct spelling. And subscription is mandatory for Turnitin. And let me tell you, subscription, it does not give you the individual subscription. So it gives you the institutional subscription. So you can just paste your text in the box, or you can upload your file in text file, doc file, in PDF format. And the report includes in the form of various color highlighting for plagiarism content. So as you can see in this image, the degree of plagiarism, it is denoted by using different colors in the form of percentage. You can see blue color, there will be no matching of words. Green color shows 24% similarity index. Yellow color shows 25 to 49% similarity. And orange color, it shows 50 to 74% similarity. And red color shows 75% to 100% similarity. So this is how the Turnitin will give you the plagiarism report. Now let's see the type of plagiarism detected by different mechanism. That means which type of plagiarism is detected by which type of algorithm. For example, copy and paste plagiarism, this can be checked by substring matching, fingerprinting, bag of words analysis, as well as stylometry. And you can also see the idea plagiarism. This is the only type of plagiarism which can only be checked by citation-based plagiarism detection. So this image shows that what type of plagiarism can be detected by what type of algorithm. So dear learners, in this module, we have discussed the introduction to plagiarism detection softwares, what are different mechanisms which are used by different softwares for the detection of plagiarisms, and factors affecting popularity of these softwares by the users. And we have also discussed few plagiarism detecting softwares and how they generate report of plagiarism. Stay tuned for more lessons and happy learning.